while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Michelin Guide is officially bringing its world-renowned star system to Minneapolis. Wilmer Public Schools will reopen after three juveniles were arrested, and the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival kicks off tonight. But first, Minnesota's Iranian community is reacting to the two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal. Local community members with family in Iran say they're navigating a period of uncertainty after President Trump withdrew a threat to target Iranian infrastructure. WCCO-TV spoke to this Minneapolis-based artist and Iranian native.
This is just like plain abuse of power. And the failure to be able to talk, literally.
A group of Iranian advocates also gathered at the Minnesota State Capitol yesterday to raise awareness of human rights conditions. The man convicted of murder in a 2008 Minneapolis nightclub shooting is a free man after a new review of the case.
38-year-old Gerald Brown has spent the last 18 years in prison after being convicted in the shooting death of Darius Miller. Now, he is a free man after technology led experts to re-examine key evidence. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says two experts were able to re-examine ballistics evidence from the shooting and concluded that the bullet that killed Miller could not have been fired by Brown.
At the time this happened, there were kind of two groups that were shooting at each other. And it looks as though Mr. Miller was killed by friendly fire, or at least somebody firing from the group that was with him. But at the time, the witnesses were not very cooperative.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Wilmer Public Schools will reopen today after three juveniles were arrested in connection to a threatening letter that canceled classes and activities there yesterday. That letter was found inside Wilmer Middle School, with three juveniles arrested later that day for felony threats of violence. Officials say there's no threat to school children, staff, or the public. Minneapolis City Council members are set to vote on an ordinance that would decriminalize possessing drug paraphernalia. During a public comment period, residents offered their opinions.
There's enough evidence to show that these policies are garbage. 100% of your effective crime rate is drug dealers and drug addicts, and you're not going after either. So congratulations. This city deserves you people.
Criminal penalties don't help people who use drugs. They push them toward unsafe practices and away from services. By contrast, people connected to syringe services programs are five times more likely to enter treatment.
The state of Minnesota has already decriminalized having drug paraphernalia, and the city wanted to align with the state. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty crediting good police work in capturing and arresting a woman now charged with criminal vehicular homicide. 22-year-old Gabriella Liebgott appeared in Hennepin County District Court after prosecutors alleged she left the scene of a fatal collision that killed 22-year-old St. Thomas student Sahem Hassan. Court documents say it happened on March 22nd, just after 3 a.m. in Minneapolis in the 600 block of Marshall Street Northeast. Liebgott was allegedly drunk.
I mean, it seems fairly clear that this woman knew that she had hit a person, and to leave them lying there in the street and not render aid is a terrible thing to have happen.
Bail was set at $100,000. New Ulm's historic Herman the German statue needs $11.6 million worth of repairs. The city council there yesterday heard a report on what exactly those repairs would focus on, with much of it focused on decades of water damage. Todd Grover is with McDonald and Mack Architects.
Instead of doing a proper masonry repair that we do all the time to fix the water issues, they just had essentially sealed the water inside of the building, and that was, you know, we've been now seeing 70 years of constant deterioration, constant water getting in there, freeze-thaw cycles, just essentially eroding it.
The city is looking for state funding, grants, and other streams to help fund the repairs at the 102-foot-tall monument, which has been standing over the city for 129 years. Minneapolis streets may seem a bit brighter. Mayor Jacob Frey says crews have been working to replace 26 miles worth of copper wire stolen from lights, leading to numerous complaints citywide.
We're proud to report that that backlog of over 700 lights out is gone. They are now lit. By the way, We are also changing these street lights over from copper wire to aluminum.
Fry says reports about darkened street lights can be reported to 311. The Michelin Guide is officially bringing its world-renowned star system to Minneapolis. President and CEO of Meet Minneapolis, Melvin Tennant, says the move validates years of growth in the city's diverse dining scene, which ranges from indigenous flavors to vibrant international cuisines.
We're taking a major step on the global stage. As we know, we're here for that purpose. And if there are any secrets left about Minneapolis as a top food city, joining together with the Michelin Guide will remove any of that doubt. We're very excited about that.
He says anonymous inspectors are already exploring the area. The first official restaurant selections will be unveiled in 2027 for a regional cohort that also includes Milwaukee, Detroit, Indianapolis, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. Finally, more than 200 films will make up the 45th Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival, which kicks off tonight at the Main Cinema in Minneapolis. Programming director Jesse Bishop says it's an interesting time for filmmakers due to rising costs.
Those that are able to put together the financing and then create a final product, film festivals like ours provide an opportunity to reach an audience like directly without having to go through all the process of having someone who's already bought the movie and set up a whole plan to distribute.
This year's festival runs through April 19th. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.